Welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. No Brian this afternoon, but I got Evan on the board providing me with that chuckle. I appreciate that one, Evan. Thank you. I didn't absolutely regret it, so it could have gone worse for CJ. I find his points are always fascinating, that we're living in a Democrat world or whatever he wants to say.
Yeah.
When, you know, there's very much the Republican Wisconsin legislature is just like, I don't know how you, the Republicans lost the governorship and they held everything else. They're like, oh, it's the Democratic world now.
Yeah. And I would talk trash about feckless Democrats and, you know, they can't do, you know what? That's a different conversation, because
Robert Voss and Devin LeMahieu have taken the rest. Like, they haven't worked since February, first week of March. Those guys have been literally just constituent services, and they don't answer the phone calls in their offices, though. So really, really solid constituent services that they're providing. And I got a little puff piece of Devin LeMahieu over at the Cap Times, and I got a question for them why they're running that as a cover story. But don't have enough time to get into that today. But before I get back to the callers, 844-967-2789, I see y'all lining up. We will get to you as quickly as we can here. To CJ's point, the incumbent, Governor Tony Evers, in this race, statistically is one of the best governors in the entire country out of all other 50 governors when it comes to support for small business getting out of the COVID-19 pandemic. Job creator working in a construction business, that's great. Keep up the good work at that construction business. I don't believe that automatically means that you have what it takes to lead the bureaucracy that is the Wisconsin state government.
I'd say it shows that you don't. You don't have the right stuff, because it's not the same as running a business, period.
It's not. No, running government and running business are two different things. And the comparisons for me are always a little baffling. Like, I don't quite understand what, like, Trump ran the Trump brand into the ground. He's not a good businessman. And somehow that's still, he's so successful with those Trump steaks and the Trump vodka and the Trump airlines and the Trump university. And I'll go on and on. Oh, they're all failures. Like, Tim Michaels is successful in the construction business. Continue living in New York and enjoying your successful construction business then. That's fine. I don't understand why he believes that necessarily means that he has what it takes to run the Wisconsin government. I don't. As an educator and the leader of the schools, the superintendent of schools in Wisconsin, Tony Evers has created a background of being able to lead in that regard. Tim Michaels runs a family business that was given to him by his family. I'm sorry. Like, I don't understand that. But back to the phone lines. We got Don and Madison calling in. Don, what's on your mind today?
Well, the ads I'm looking at, and you can't escape them because they're everywhere, with the Michaels, is that he's running hard for the Trump base. You know, the ads where he's going to turn upside down Madison. And the other ad I saw the other day where, you know, the radicals are coming to take, you know, everything we love that's a Democratic. I'd love to take that ad. And when he shows the video of all of the flag burning, put in the Trump riot on that and say, yes, radicals are threatening to take our way of life away from us. But what do you think about the idea of, and I don't know if this has been done, but pointing out that, you know, the Republicans are stretching so much for a candidate, they had to bring in a candidate from Connecticut to run in Wisconsin because our candidates that we have here are just terrible. So they brought in the East Coast guy to get an address here in Wisconsin so they can run, you know. There's got to be a way.
Don, is they found the East Coast guy that still had the Wisconsin address, apparently, because the former guy wanted former Congressman Sean Duffy to do it. But he moved to Jersey, and he's already gave up his Wisconsin address, so he couldn't claim residency here. They instead found somebody else, I guess. It's coming from the East Coast, Greenwich, Connecticut. And he's still got the Wisconsin residency, allegedly, and he's going to run.
The most expensive zip codes in the country, no doubt.
Yeah, and instead he's going to tout this, I'm driving a truck. You know, you need a pickup truck in New York City. I can't imagine driving in New York to begin with.
Let alone, you know, an F-250 dually fifth wheel.
It just sounds like such a headache. I don't understand that.
$40,000.
To each their own.
For parking.
Yeah. Up next, we got Joe and Madison calling in. Joe, what's on your mind today?
Well, crank it up to 10. You know, nice try, CJ. But the whole idea of he's a businessman. Big deal. We just had a businessman who was attempting to overthrow the government of the United States. I'm supposed to be impressed with that? I'm not. I'm also not impressed with businessmen like Trump and like this guy who got their business from daddy. There's a whole big difference between stepping in from, you know, Junior's shoes have already been shined up for him and he can step in, as compared to people who are actually scratching it out on their own. Big difference.
Huge
and there's
difference.
Also a big difference between... Yes, people who have been living here in Wisconsin, experiencing, talking, being here in this state, rather than sashaying in from the East Coast. This is a deal for him to make money. It's just like Trump, the same kind of deal, where we are going to be ending up picking up the pieces from a guy who doesn't know what he's doing, he doesn't understand what government is about, but hopes to get in there and make some moolah. He's talking about putting his construction company into a blind trust. How do you do that? What's the mechanism for that? How do you put a whole construction company into a blind trust?
It's literally the answer that the former guy gave, Joe, and so he feels like he can give it too. It's one of those things where like, oh, that's how you get away from answering that question? Oh, okay, yeah, blind trust, that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah. And Jared, who ended up with his $2 billion from the Saudis, and Ivanka, who made $650 million on her time in government, and how much has Trump been making? It's the same thing. It's a grift. It's a money deal. And this idea that businessmen know more than other people about running a government, as you just said, it is not the same deal. When you're in business, you're on the top, you snap your fingers, it goes. We have three branches of government that you have to work with, and you have to work with them in order to make it happen. So I'm less than impressed with the idea that the person is a businessman, that daddy's business. Big deal. I mean, really, big deal. I could do a real well, too, if I had had a business my father carved out for me and I was able to step into it. But that wasn't my case, and it wasn't the case of most people in this state. So I'm not impressed. And I also think it's going to be real interesting how he squares his union participation with the anti-union rhetoric that is part of the current Republican Party. That's going to be an interesting one. And
well,
I'd really like
thing.
To hear about that.
Yeah, Joe. And that's the thing is he doesn't have the support from the Republican establishment. That's how I guess he could kind of say that he's outsider. But Voss, LeMahieu, they've endorsed Rebecca Clayfish, a former lieutenant governor in the race. Because they think that she'll just rubber stamp whatever they want to do. Robin Voss believes that he's got the power in this state. And through gerrymandering, he's consolidated it fairly well. And it's not only this fall's elections, but next spring's Supreme Court election is going to determine the makeup of the power balance in this state for the next part of this decade. And so there are a ton of important elections coming up. But that's the other thing. He announced his candidacy that he was going to be not asking for any donations. Tim Michaels is still fundraising off of supporters. He's a millionaire asking for people to donate to his campaign, saying that he was going to self-fund it, but still asking for contributions. So that's a huge another dynamic of his campaign that's just fascinating to look at. But folks, this has been Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I will be back tomorrow at 2. Talk to you then.
I make car parts for the American working man, because that's what I am, and that's who I care about.